Cyclone season puts pressure on Nargis rebuilding in Burma. A youth ministry helps new Christians in India cope with change, and partnerships are the key to reaching billions with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cyclone Nargis, a Category 5 storm, tore through Burma in May 2008, leaving utter destruction in its wake. For the poverty-stricken survivors, the struggle for continued existence leached at their hope. Yet 1 year later, Jacqueline Koster of the Christian Reform World Relief Committee says,
CRWRC has supported the rebuilding of 278 houses to date. And obviously, shelter is one of the key priorities after a disaster, and especially trying to get things done before the monsoon season begins again, which is actually this month.
Now it's a race against time.
One of the strategies that we've been using is to actually drop off materials, even though the construction won't begin until a few months from now, but sort of getting the materials into the right places so they don't have to be transported during the monsoon season.
The local church acts as the hands and feet of Christ.
We were working actually, it's quite a large Karen Baptist community there. And it's almost a reverse where our faith is strengthened by seeing the strength of their faith in these communities and the trust that they put in God, you know, in their day-to-day life.
Next, Pastor Pavel Neno, a Slavic Gospel Association-sponsored church planter who directs a shelter for homeless children in Uzbekistan, has been released from prison. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they're not sure if he's still facing charges.
We don't know what the status of that is, whether there's going to be any further legal action taken or not, but from right now, he has been released from jail.
It's an answer to prayer, but
pray for the health of Pavel Neno, that there wouldn't be any consequences to the stressful situation. We would also pray that this kind of pressure for the authorities would cease, because Pavel had been doing a really wonderful ministry there in Old Sergeli.
Not only pray for the ministry, but pray that Pavel would get the tools he needs.
Pray that somehow we would be able to help replace what Pavel had lost. Obviously, we said he lost his computer and some other equipment in his pastor's library, but also just pray that the Lord would change the heart of the authorities in Uzbekistan and these former Soviet countries, that they would stop causing this difficulty for evangelical churches, that they would be able to worship and conduct their ministries without fear.
Elsewhere, Bible clubs are becoming more and more popular. After a recent visit, One Hope's Chad Causey says it's clear that in India,
the church is really trying to wrestle with how do you bring godly stability to the Indian family in light of all of these disruptive changes that are taking place within their world. And how do you help preach a gospel of grace in a culture that is so performance-oriented?
One way to do that's been through clubs that provide a place for children to be taught the love of Christ and are also used as a means to bring a family together. One Hope has taken up the idea.
We will do both fostering and organizing clubs and providing scripture programs for existing clubs.
Many non-believers send their kids to Christian clubs, giving One Hope the opportunity to work with the church to reestablish the family and also to spread the gospel. Pray the Lord will use these opportunities for His kingdom. And partnership is the key to effective ministry. Scott Pendleton of the Jesus Film Project says the mission would not be very successful if it weren't for other partners.
Our desire is not that a person will just be exposed to who Jesus is through watching the Jesus film, but that particular person who would respond positively to Jesus would then begin to grow in his or her faith.
Since the Jesus Film Project is not equipped to plant churches, the best way to ensure this happens is through partnerships with organizations that are. Pendleton says not only is this the best way to spread the gospel, but it demonstrates unity in Christ.
We need each other to lift up Jesus in a way that'll really help people to understand who he is, then grow in their faith and become a part of a multiplying church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.